This is the latest round of a nearly three-year fight for justice and the rule of law. Families of victims of the explosion in Beirut port in 2020 are up against a ruling establishment that has been evading accountability. Today's anger coincides with a tug of war between Lebanon's chief prosecutor, Ghassan Awaidat, and the judicial investigator in charge of the investigation, Tariq Bitar. Shame on you, this woman cries. Why should we lose our children and they remain in power? No official has been held to account for one of the world's largest non-nuclear blasts. That's despite many, as high up as the president, were aware of the presence of highly explosive materials being stored at a port warehouse.
I'm really angry and I'm disgusted with what they are trying to do to delay the investigation or even stop it. Because they don't feel what we are feeling. They did not go through what we went through and are going through now. And they're serving their political agendas.
Their probe has been repeatedly stalled. The first judge was removed after he charged high-ranking politicians. And the second, Judge Bitar, has now been charged with rebelling against the judiciary and usurping power.
Judge Bitar has support because he's done the unthinkable in post-Civil War Lebanon, going after high-ranking officials in the political and security establishment and the judiciary. He may not be able to implement his decisions nor conduct legal proceedings, but he's defiant and promising not to step down and will issue indictments even if he's in prison.
Many here are not surprised in a country with a history of impunity and a judiciary that lacks political independence.
What we're seeing is a sequence of political interventions to derail the investigation. Yesterday, in one stroke, there was a complete coup d'etat in the judicial system where the attorney general decided to release everyone, although he had recused himself from the file for more than a year.
Grieving families have again lost hope, and the investigation has again been stalled. On a day, Alexandra, one of the youngest victims of the blast, was supposed to turn 6 years old. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.